Okay. We're on the bottom of Shamach Beis on the days. Rav Chisda Ori B'Kfari B'Shnei D'Rav Huna. Rav Chisda used to paskin in Kafri. Rashi Shem Makom, B'Lohaya Makom of Rav Huna. Makom of Pumpadiso Shtem V'Bodha. So Rav Chisda used to paskin not in the place that Rav Huna was Kavua. In the, even when Rav Huna was alive, even though Rav Chisda was a Talmud of Rav Huna. And Tosfos explains he was a Talmud Chavir. We'll see. Rav Hamanuna Ori Becharta Da Argis B'Shmed Rav Chisda. Rav Hamanuna was also a Talmud of Rav Chisda. Also used to paskin Charta Da Argis. Rashi says Charta Shem Ha'ir Da Argis Shem Ha'ish B'Noah. Charta is the name of the city, and Da Argis means that was the founder, the builder of the city. The Hu Am Gushin. He was a magician. Kach Ra'isi B'Tshuva Sagaonim. Ravina sar sakina bebodel. Rashi sar sakina bodak sakin letabach velo omru laharo sakin lechachem el mekvodushul chachem. The name of Ravina notelo ateres covered her ear. Ravashi rabo b'masa machshahade. The himi bodel. Right. Lechora what's it called? Ravina used to check the knives of the butchers in Bavel, even though his rebbe. Ravashi was still alive and was also living in Bavel, and the whole inyan of not paskening in front of your Rebbe, pashtus is that's covered. It's a chutzpah, right? The Rebbe's there. What are you taking the Atorah for yourself and paskening shilas? And therefore, to look at the sakin, they were masakin. That that you shouldn't shecht until you show the chacham who's in that place the knife. So the main reason is that that what's it called is covered for the chacham. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says bizman hazeh, where they have special people who are mashgichim or whatever who are appointed. So the chacham is remochel. The chacham is placed remochel, and they give it over to those people who are hired to do the job. So, but doing it where they're not mochel is just like being mora halacha b'fnei rabba. Right? It's a chutzpah. So that for that chutzpah, that's the issue. So Omar le Ravashi, my time of Ovid Mar Hochi. So Ravashi said to his Talmud, Ravina, why are you doing that? Why are you checking the knives, what's it called, that I'm still around? Omar le v'horav ha-manuna ori b'char to the argis b'shnei d'Rav Chisda. So Ravina answered, and he says, "But Lomaisa, Rav Hamanuna paskin in Charta da Argiz in the times of Rav Chisda. It wasn't exactly his place, and therefore it was okay. Same thing over here. This is not exactly your place, and therefore it's okay." Amarle lo oriyitmer. No, you learned that wrong. It said that what's it called, Rav Chisda lo ori bikfori b'shmeid Ravuna. You got it wrong. It said Betherish not like that. Omerle itmar ori. Hadam I say we learned it ori. They did paskin, and the itmar lo ori. And I say it was what's it called? There's also a brice that says lo ori. So which one? Which one was it? There was a member that said one way and a member said the other way. So b'shnei d'Rav Huna Rabbehu lo ori. The ori b'shnei d'Rav Chisda. The Talmud Chaver dilei havi. Now then, the two things are not contradictory. He's talking about two different things. In the all as long as was Rav Huna was alive, he didn't pass Mishayas, because Rav Huna was his real Rebbe. That was his Rebbe Muvik. But in the time of Rav Chisda, who he was also a Talmud of Rav Chisda, but eventually became a Talmud Chaver, delay, have they, that he was, could pass it. Paskin is not, if you're not Mamish Bifanov, as long as it's not your Rebbe Muvik, if it's a Talmud Chaver. Talmud Chaver, the Rambam learns, is a Rebbe that you didn't learn everything from. And others learn Talmud Chaver means that you could have been a Talmud in the beginning, but you're now pretty much even with the Rebbe. So that's called a Talmud Chaver. V'ano nami Talmud Chaver demarano. And he said to Ravashi, I'm also a Talmud Chaver of yours. Right? L'maisa, now we're pretty much colleagues. I used to be a Talmud, but now I've caught up. So it's not mamish in your place. That's good enough to paskin shailos. Rashi. Dehar Rav Hamanuna Ori Bechar to Dargis. However, Lohoya Rabo Darba, he didn't live there, Mamish. Even though in the same country, they weren't in the same city. I didn't pass control. I didn't look at the sack in Mosa Machsia, which is your city, even though we both are in Bava. Talmud Chavar, Chacham Kamoso. They're on equal footing, Rashi says, but he did learn something from him. And as the Rambam says, he didn't learn everything from him that he knows, or most of the things that he knows. He learned something. So you have to call him your Rebbe for that. But he's not, your mamish, your Rebbe. So that's called a Talmud Chavar. Omar Rava, Tzur Merabonin Chazi Lenafshe. Rava said that a Talmud Chacham can see the knife for himself. Okay? Now it's covered, since it's in his own home, so and he's doing it for himself, he's shechting for himself, shechting for his own family. It's not a chutzpah not to show the sakin to the Chacham. The Rosh has a Shaila, is that applied to all halachas? Can a Talmud Chacham paskin for his own family b'fnei Rava? Is that called being Mora Halacha Bnei Rabba? Or that's taking care of your own needs, and you know how to paskin, you can paskin. And he says, Lamaisa, it's not, he's more noted to say that it's Osir. It's only Mutar al the Sakin, because that already, your Shechting, you can, what's it called, look at the Sakin yourself. You don't have to show it to somebody else. You're Shechting for your own purpose, personal needs. But to paskin Shailas, with Makom Rabba, for, even for your own family, is Osir. Rashi. Talmud Chacham, who knows how to check a knife, can check it for himself and be shechting for himself. Okay, Ravina ikla l'mechuza. Ravina went to Mechuza. That was where Rashi says where Rava was the Rav. Aisi ush bezachne sakina the komachvile. So his host brought the knife to show him. So he said, go show it to my Rebbe Rava. I can't check the knife here. It's the place of my Rebbe, and it's a chutzpah for me to check the knife in the place for my Rebbe. It's like Paskin and Shailas in front of my Rebbe. The mice is for your sake. I'm shechting for you. Right? So the mice, you're going to be eating from this meat. So it's just like a Talmud Chacham checking the knife for his own purposes. He says, no, I know Mizbin Zdin, I pay you for the meat that you shecht, right? So I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you. I'm just a customer, right? If you give me the meat for free, then you're my shliach. But you're not my shliach. I'm buying it from you like any butcher. So therefore, it's not my personal use, it's checking the knife for the butcher. That I can't do. Rashi, I know Mizbin Zdin, ki achilna mehai bisra, when I eat from this meat, bedomi ano zavimla. I buy it, I pay for it. Minoch, hilkach lav l'nafshoy ela kishar tabcha havisli. You're not my shliach that you're doing it for me, for my personal use. You're doing it for your use, to sell the meat to me. So I'm checking the knife for you. I can't do that. Rav Elezer mihagroniyov, Rav Abba bar Tachlifa, iklu lebei Rav Acha, bereid Rav Ikov, ba'asrei de Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Abba bar Tachlifa, and Rav Acha, bereid Rav Ikov, right, went to the city where Rav Acha bar Yaakov was the Rav. And boy, Rav Acha bereid Rav Ika, lemeved lehu igla tilsa. So they wanted to, Rav Acha bereid Rav Ika wanted to prepare an igla tilsa. Rashi says igla tilsa, gadol shlish. It was one third of its full growth. And it was a young, what's it called, like a calf, not a veal. One thing you can make him some veal. Also, omer be'ikar tam b'sorah. That's when it tastes the best. It's not old meat. It's not too young. That it's too soft. It's just right. Kedisnanu megadlan also not shu mishuloshim. V'amrina nami moser shlish b'scharcha. Alma urche ad shlish. Shlish. What's it called? Tilsa shlish means a third of its total growth. Loshin acher shlish lebeden. Some say that it means what's it called? The third born. Okay, and that's also the better one, the third born. The koshali. Hadomer bi'alma rav chanina rav oshia havi aski v'sefer yitzira. The cholmali shabse ivri lehu igla tilsa. The hasa mai shlish lebetniko halohoya bebet meola. He can't say igla tilsa means the third born, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that rav chanina and rav oshia used to create an animal from sefer yitzira. Right, by saying different shemus of the Rabbanus, they made an animal, like a golem. And they used to eat it. And they made an egla tilsa. Now, they made this thing from scratch. So it couldn't be a third-born animal. Right? Elamai, it must mean that when they created it, it was a third of, it was the same age or the same texture of meat as a third, what's it called? The only thing is, it could be that the Shiloh, the Rashi says Araya, is because when you create something synthetically, so it can't be, if it's only synthetic, that's not called the third born, because it wasn't born the Chla. But if you learn that something that's synthetic, that has the exact same characteristics of something else, is mamish that thing, then it could be the third born too. The Enochonami wasn't born third, but it has the exact same characteristics as a third born animal, and therefore it's a third born animal, or maybe not. Some synthetic, even though it has the same characteristic, isn't that thing. Right? That's a big Shiloh, whether something synthetic has the same exact, you make something synthetic that has the exact same tam as not only the tam, the same texture, everything is chazer. Is that chazer? Is not chazer. It didn't come from a chazer. So it's only synthetic, right? Or no, you created it, it's exactly the same thing, so it didn't come from a chazer. This is chazer. You created chazer, but artificially, but it's chazer. Okay. So he brought the knife, they wanted to make this dish, and they showed it to them. What are you showing us the knife for? Aren't you afraid of what's it called, of Rav Acha bar Yaakov? He's the Rav over here, right? And we're not the Rav on him. So why are you showing us the knife? It's like Mora Halacha b'tnei Rabba. You have to, it's a covet, go show the knife to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Omer lahu, Rav Elozer mehagroni, Yehocha me'arav, Atzum Rabbani chaz l'nafshoi. We're doing this for ourselves. We're eating this animal, right, for our own personal use. So we're allowed to look at the knife ourselves. So I'm giving you the covet of looking at it instead of me. But we don't have to go to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Chazi v'yanish. So they looked at the knife, they didn't show it to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and they got punished. Rav Elezer mehagronia, v'yanish, Rav Elezer ben Hagronia, and he got punished for doing that. Rashi, lo lechus v'saba l'Rav Acha bar Yaakov v'bitmiya ko'amer. He said, shouldn't we worry about the chutzpah not showing the knife to the Rav here, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov? Okay. The Omar Rovitz Ailachara, why what's it called? Why was he punished? The Maisha did the right thing. If you're shechting for your own personal use, you're allowed to look at the knife yourself. So the group could look at the knife themselves. Why did they have to show it to Rav Acha bar Yaakov? The Omar Rovitz Surma Rabban and Chazir Nafshe, Shani Hosn Das Chiva Bichvodo. Since they already brought up, should we show it to Rav Acha bar Yaakov to say Bedapka not, what's it called? That wasn't proper. That was the chutzpah. The Iboy say Mashani, Rav Acha bar Yaakov the Muflik. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was a very old man, and he was like the God Lador in that area. So that was a chutzpah not to show it to him. He already was so much older than them, right? He was a prominent Godl that they should have showed the knife to him. Daschivu Bichvoldo, Me'achar Shenemar Lo, Denechush L'Saba, since they brought up, shouldn't we show it to Rav Acha bar Yaakov to say, no, we're going to see it ourselves, to do it, L'chatchila is okay, it's not a chutzpah. But once you brought up the Inyan, right, then not to go to Rav Acha bar Yaakov is a chutzpah. Schivu Dabru Bichvoldo, Lo Hoyolo L'Zalza B'Dover. He should have agreed, okay, let's show it to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. V'iboy say Moshani, Rav Acha bar Yaakov de Mafli, Harvei, Ma'od, Hoyezokin V'chacham. He was much, much older than them, right, and much bigger chacham. And therefore, they should have showed it to him. Omar Rav, Lafrushe Meisura, Filu Bethon of Shaper Domi. If it's Lafrushe Meisura, if you're trying to stop somebody from doing an Aveira, right, then even Mamish in front of your Rebbe, you're allowed to stop somebody. That's not called Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabba. We'll see what's there, why not. Lafrushe Meisura, Rashi, Ra Talmud to Adam wrote to Lavra Aveira. A Talmud sitting there, and he sees somebody wants to be over an Aveira. But Rabbo Shom Vishose. And the Rav is sitting there, he's not saying anything. Then, Mutu Batalmud Likbos Veligarbo. The Talmud can then jump in and yell at the guy and make him stop doing the Aver. That's called Afrusha Meisura, according to Rashi. Tosus learns Afrusha Meisura is even by a She'ela. Even if it's not somebody's doing Aver right now. But somebody comes to ask a She'ela, and you know if you don't task him for improperly, he's going to go do something awesome. So he's not doing it mamish right now. You're allowed to paskin for him, so he won't do something that's wrong. That's also called Afrusha Meisura, even if the Yisra is not being done right now. Rashi learns the Yisra has to be done, being done right now. And Tosus before said that, what's it called? That even She'ela is also called Afrusha Meisura. Ravina have Yosef Kameda Ravashi, Chazi Ahu Gavra, the Koosar Leila Chamre, Bitsinso Bishabsa. Ravina was sitting in front of Ravashi, who was his Rebbe, and he saw that a person was tying his donkey to a tree on Shabbos, which is also, you're not allowed to make use of a tree on Shabbos. Roma Beikola Velo Ashkech Be. So he yelled at him. He yelled at him that, you know, he should stop, he's doing something wrong. And the guy didn't pay attention. Omer Leila, Havi Hagabra Bishamsa, nor that other people shouldn't learn from him, so he put him in Cheirim. Right? That way people know that this is Osir, and Chachomim were watching, and they didn't, what's it called, keep quiet, they protested, and that way people know that they shouldn't do it, they shouldn't learn from this guy that it's okay to do. Omer Leiki, Hagabra Mimischazer Kapkerusa. So they said to him, L'chora, this is a little chutzpah, you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, he didn't say anything, and you, what's it called, you made a whole big deal, and you put somebody in Cheirim in front of your Rebbe, that's like Mora Holacha B'fnei Rabba. Omer Lei, Ein Chochma, Vein Tfuna, Vein Eitzel, the Neged Hashem. Kol Mokom Sheish Bo Chil Hashem, Ein Chochm Kover the Rabba. Chil Hashem is somebody does something that other people will learn to do Isser because of him. So Rashi says in Yuma. So same thing over here, that even though for whatever reason the Rebbe ignored it, or he didn't know, he didn't see what was going on, right? So he didn't say anything. We learn that from Pinchas, that Pinchas in front of Moshe Rabbeinu went and was mekayim the halacha of kanoim pogim bo, because b'makom sheish chilul Hashem in chokin kovid l'rav. Rashi, b'tzinsa, b'dekel, ve'ein mishtamshim be'ilam mishum shvus. You're not allowed to make use of a tree. It's an issur d'rabbanan. Omer lei Ravina l'Ravashi, ha milsa davidis kamo chashta mihav yafkirusa chutzpolo. So Ravina said to Ravashi, l'chora, what you just did now in front of me, I didn't notice what was going on, right? But what you did is like mora halacha b'fnei rabba. Who are you to take care of things in my place? Ein chachma, ein toras chachma kovod utvuna v'yoetz omedes k'neged chul Hashem. That's it. There's no chachma. Chachma means there's nobody, there's no pecking order over here. There's no priorities. It's a chul Hashem, you avoid at all costs. Okay, right. Amar Rava, b'fan of aser v'chayiv misa. If you mora halacha b'fnei rabcha, mamish in his presence, that's aser, and you chayiv misa for it. We learned what's it called from Sukkim, that you chayiv misa. Shelo b'fan of aser v'ein chayiv misa. Shelo b'fan of his aser, but you're not chayiv misa. And like we said, that's what's it called. Tosus says shelo b'fan of is not mamish in his presence, but not outside of three parsals. Outside of three parsals is mutar altogether. Shaila, whether it's Davka, Rabba, Mufak is mutter, even outside three parsals, or only Talmud Chavar is mutter outside three parsals. Mar says, Shalobafanav lo, you're not allowed to pass in Shalobafanav, it's just that you're not Chayiv Misa, it's also to do, but you're not Chayiv Misa. For a time, you're a Belezer Omer, lo mesu b'nei Aaron, ad shahoru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabba. Right? B'nei Aaron died, Shalobafanav, the Mar says, no, you're not Chayiv Misa. Right. The fun of it's Osir and Yechayiv Misa. Shalom the fun of is Osir, but you're not Chayiv Misa. As Moshe says, Shalom the fun of you're not Chayiv Misa. Right. Rabbi Lezer said that B'nai Aaron died, not of an Aviyu, because they were Mora Halacha with name Moshe Rabba. My Dorish, what was the Halacha? Viznosnu B'nai Aaron HaKoin, Eishalom Mizbeach. Says that they, what's it called, that they should put Eishalom Mizbeach. Omru, Afa Pishach, Eish, Yoredis Min HaShemayim, L'chor, why have to put Eishalom Mizbeach? The fire came in Hashemayim. There's a nes that the Eish came in Hashemayim. Why do you need to put Eish? Even though mitzvah l'chavim in a hedged, even though the Eish comes in Hashemayim, it's a mitzvah to add human fire. The Talmud echad hayal the Rebbe Lezer shahora. Okay, so once I see over here, the reason they were chayiv misa is because they were more of this halach. And even though the halach is b'feirish in the Torah, but it's not so b'feirish. You have to darshan it. Right? Now after the drasha, it could be also that they didn't darshan this halacha yet, and it wasn't written either. Because they didn't write down the Torah right till the end, or at least after the Maisim. So maybe it wasn't written down yet. They asked from here, L'chor, you see if it's written. We said before, yesterday, that if it's written down, like Megillus Tainus or whatever, that was, right, that it's okay to Paschim. Right? L'chor, here was written down. But there's no, I don't know what the Kash is. Who said it was written down? They either wrote the Torah Megillah, but they didn't write it as it was given. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it after the fact. Some hold that he only wrote it after the end of the 40 years, Machlokas and the Gemara, Git, right? Whether Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. So it wasn't written down B'chlal at this time. And it could be that he didn't learn it yet. right? It wasn't something that was obvious. So what was the for sure? It was something. It was a hora. It was the first time anybody ever did it. Nobody gave an shaila before. So hora was a hora. And therefore, we see that we learn from here that we're chayiv misa, even though they're chayiv misa for other reasons too. But this was one reason that that would be enough to be mechayiv the misa. The Talmud echad hayav al Rav Elazar shahora halacha b'fanav, and there was a Talmud that paskin the shalom from Elazar. Amar Rav Elazar le'ima shalom ishto. So Rav Elazar said to his wife, "Ima shalom t'mia ani im yotzi zeshnaso." I'd be surprised if this guy lives out the year because of what he did. Right? That's it. It's a metzias. That's it. You're paskin a shayla b'fnei rabo. You're mechutzef b'fnei rabo. So it shortens your life. V'lo hotzi shnaso. In fact, he didn't live out the year. Amar lo naviato. His wife said to him, "Wow, you told me that you'd be surprised. This guy lives out the year. He died taka within the year. Are you a navi?" Amar lo navi anochi v'lo ben navi anochi. Elakach mekublani kol amora halacha b'fnei rabo chayiv misa. I have a Kabbalah that somebody who passes in front of his Rebbe is Chayiv Misa. So I assume this guy's going to die. But Omer Rabbi Barachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also Talmud Yehuda ben Gurya Shmo. That Talmud's name was Yehuda ben Gurya. But Hayo Rachuk Minem Sholosh Parsos. And he lived three Parsos away from Rebbe Lezer. Where it says, no, the fun of Havi. Right? The Maisa, he passed him the Shaila, the fun of. The fact that he lived three parsals is irrelevant. But when he passed from the shayla, it was in front of him. I have a whole rachuk men or shalosh parsals. It said he was three parsals away. If it's irrelevant, why did he mention it? Well, the Tameh Shmo v'shem Aviv Lama, why'd have to mention his name? Stam to Bashmutz the guy, why'd have to tell us who he was? Ela shalot tomer marshal hayu. You shouldn't say it was only a marshal. You should know that it really happened. Right? It wasn't Stam. Somebody, right? Names have been changed, you know, protect the innocent. This was real happened. This was the guy's name. And this is where he lived. So it was relevant to say. It had nothing to do with where he passed from the shayla. But you want to know who exactly he was. He was that guy, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Gurya, who lived three parsals away from Elazar. So you'll know, you can go check in the phone book and see if there was such a person, right? Who lived three parsals from Elazar. What? Yeah, no, but it was for a tzorich. Right? Other people shouldn't learn from him. Okay, the fun of Osir, Lahoros, of Lahoros, the chay of Misa b'de Shemai, had the rav alav lafrusha misur, right? El al habol lishol. It's not talking about lafrusha misur. Stop. Somebody comes to ask a shayla, or according to Tosfos, he comes to ask a shayla about something that's mutter, not Osir. Right? If he won't answer him, he's not going to do anything Osir. Just won't be able to do what he wants to do. Mut the fun of Havi the Haidik Tani Rochok Menu Shoyer Rochok Mimkom Mimakom Rabo Sholosh Parsals Miki Ori Kame Ori. The fact that it said he was three parsals away, it only should tell me where he lived, not where he passed from the Shayt. I the Horochok Menu Komer Vi Hora Lav Rochok Menu Havi my Osir of Yochel Hashmina. Why do you have to tell me the cloud that he lived three parsals away if he didn't mean to tell me that's where he passed from the Shayt? Morris says, no, he came to tell me that the pratim of this person, that you should realize it was a real maisa, it wasn't just a marshal. So it's mashma here that sometimes if you find a maisa in the Gemara, right, and it doesn't say b'feirish, whether it could be only a marshal. It's possible that it was only a marshal that they said in order to teach people to be careful with averas, so they made up situations that would bring that point across, even though they didn't mamish happen. Okay. Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. Kol amora halacha b'fnei rabo, roi la'kisho nachash. Anybody who's mora halacha b'fnei rabo, a snake, he's fit to be bitten by a snake. Shenemar v'yan Elihu ben bar koyel habuzi, v'yom mer tsoir ani liyomim, al kein zochalti. Right, so, where's the pasuk? In Eov. Right, so he says, so irani liyom, I'm younger, right, and you're older, right, and therefore I'm afraid, right, to say my opinion in front of you. So see, somebody who says his opinion in front of somebody older than him, his Rebbe, is zochalti. So the Gemara says, what's zochalti? Uksiv, imchama zochal ayofer. Zochalti is like, is the same idea as a snake. Zochal ayofer, snakes. So zochalti, I'm afraid, because I'm afraid I'll be bitten by a snake if I speak in front of people or say my opinion in front of people bigger than me. So the Marsha says, because the snake also said his opinion in front of somebody greater than him. Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud. Right, snake told Chava what to do, and the Rav Shem told her something else. And he had a taina, why listen to me? Listen to the Rav. But you paskin in front of the Rav. And others say that the halacha is that a person, the Gemara says somewhere else, that that somebody who's mora halacha ne'rabu is chayiv sreifa. That's what we learn from Nadav and Avihu. Right? They got burnt to death. And it says in the Gemara that even though the Arba Mishas Beis Din were bottle, but the din wasn't bottle. In other words, if a person doesn't have eris chayiv, one of the Arba Mishas, he gets that Misa. Either he drowns if he's chayiv chenek, and if you're chayiv sreifa, you get bitten by a snake. It's like the venom burns you up. So that's called sreifa. So a mela, person's mora halachav ne'rabos, chayiv sreifa, gets bitten by a snake. Nikra chote, called the sinner. Shenemar belibi tzafanti mrasecha laman lo echto loch. So that's what's it called. You can call him a chote. He's a metzias. That's what he is. He's a chote. Rav Hamanuna Romik Romi. Rav Hamanuna brought a stira. Ksi belibi tzafanti mrasecha. Right. Rashi, let's see Rashi first. Tzafanti mrasecha konasti dvorei milahoros. Tzafanti means I hid it. I held it back. I didn't pass it. Right? B'makom she'tehei chote aleihem. I held myself back from paskening in order that I shouldn't be considered a chote to, because I was doing it in front of, it would have been more halacha with ne'rabu. So the chara, one pasuk says, I held myself back, right? Uksiv, bisarti tzedek bakol. I publicized, I said my opinion publicly. So which is it? Did he hold himself back and not paskin, or did he say it publicly? Makaurav, lokasha, kamizman shi ira haya iri kayim. This is by Dovra Melech. As long as Ira haya iri was David's Rebbe, was alive, right? He didn't paskin. He held himself back. He didn't paskin because he was in front of his Rebbe. Kamizman shi ira haya iri kayim. Once ira haya iri died, so what's it called? David began to paskin because his Rebbe wasn't alive. And they say even though his Rebbe gave him rishus to paskin, right? But David was afraid. He only did it out of covet of malchus. He didn't do it because he really meant it. He was just, you know, he have to give covet to the malchus. What can I say? So therefore, he didn't paskin out. He's machmer. He's afraid that the rishus wasn't a real rishus. Om Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda kol anosin matnosov lekohen echad mevi rov laolam. Anybody who gives all of, since we mentioned Ira Hayoiri, so this Maisa was with David HaMelech. Whoever, what's it called, gives all his Matnas Kohuna to one Kohen, brings a famine to the world. And Tosus asks, Lechora, we find, what's it called, does Tosus ask this Kasha? No. Another Rishonim asks the Kasha. Lechora, we find that, what's it called, that there's such a thing as Makire Kohuna. Makire Kohuna is you always give your Matanas to one Kohen. So it could be that you don't give all of them. You give one sug. Right? You always, all your pidyon haben go to one person. All your trumas get to go to one Kohen. But you give out to different Kohanim. Right? Different things. And others say that this is takanat halacha. The halacha is that you're allowed to give all your matanas to one Kohen. And this is shalok hadin. It's not a different opinion. Shenemar. Ira ha yo'iri ha yo'koin l'dodit. Says Ira Yoiri was a Kohen to David. And Tosa says Kubi wasn't really a Kohen. He was just an Adam Gadol, right? But since it called him a Kohen, we learned that halacha from here. But he wasn't Mamash a Kohen, because it says, what's it called? He was Ira Hayoiri from Yoir, right? Ben Menashe. So I could be a Kohen and he was Hayoiri. So some say that maybe his mother was, what's it called, from Menashe. And he was called on his mother's name. Right? That's what we do find that thing. And then Tosfos says maybe he wasn't a Kohen altogether. He was called a Kohen because he was not a Gadol. He was his Rebbe. He was David's Rebbe, and what's it called? The Kohanim are our teachers. That's why Shevet Levi. All Bnei Torah are called Shevet Levi. And they're not Levim. But they're a Levi. They have the function of a Levi. So, but since it said Kohen, we can learn that halacha about Kohanim from here, even though he himself wasn't a Kohen. L'David hu d'havi kohen, l'kulei alma lo, right? He was a kohen only to David, not to anybody else. Ela shahoyim mishagir lo matnosot. He sent him all of his matnas kohuna. Uksiv basrei, wants to say rei after that, vayehi ro bimei David. Because of that, there was a famine. Rashi. Sofanti imrasecho konasi dvarim belhoros v'mokum shehei chotei aleihet. I held back myself from expressing my opinion and passing the shaila in a place where it would have been an avera. Sedek divrei Torah, it says when David said, I said these divrei sedek barabim. So I did pass him. Ira hayiri rabo havi, deceiv hayakoin l'david, rav l'david. Here Rashi says also, doesn't mean mamasha kohen. He was his rebbe. Okay. Rebbe Lezer omer morid noso migdulasa. Not only if a person gives all his matanas to one kohen, is there a famine that comes to the world, but he loses his gedula. Shenemar vayomer alosar akoin alanshei hatzava, afal gav de omer lehu la'achi abba tziva, va'osi lo tziva, afilu hoki yanish. Elezar HaKohen, right, taught the halachas of what's it called, of tvilas kelim to the anshei hatzava. And even though he said b'feirish, I'm telling you what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded. Right, what I learned from Moshe. It's not mine. But since he said it, and he didn't let Moshe say it, even though Chazal say in another place, Moshe forgot these halachas. But maybe Elazar should have reminded Moshe, and then Moshe should have taught them instead of him jumping in and teaching the halachas. Afilu haki on this. Even though, what's it called, all these excuses. Moshe forgot it, or whatever, he should have done it in a way that was more covetic for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, he got punished. Right, it says that Yoshua will stand in front of Elazar HaKohen to answer the Urim V'Tumim. To what's it called? To be answered by the Urim V'Tumim. Hello, Ashkechon did storich le Yoshua. We never find that Yoshua actually needed him. Even though the Torah said that there'll come a time when he'll need to stand in front of the Urim V'Tumim, but he lost his gedula because of this aver. And therefore, he wasn't fit anymore to be the one to ask. The Kohen has to be a Kohen who's, what's it called, Medaber Baruch HaKodesh, the Tznoyim, and the conditions of the Kohen, the qualifications of the Kohen. And he lost those qualifications. He was Yorid Migdulaso. Dirsiv Ianish, Morida Melso Migdulaso, the El Koya, the Ziri, the Mora Halach of Nehravos. Going back, not called Hanose Matnosav Lekoin Echad, Rashi says, going back on what it said before, Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabo is Morid Noso Migdulaso. It's not going back on giving all your matanas to one Kohen, because it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with being Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabo. Esachi Abba Tziva, my uncle was the one who got this Moshe Rabbeinu, Decholah covered the Moshe, gave cover to Moshe. And he said, I'm not telling you this, God didn't tell me this, he told it to Moshe. Moshe taught it to me, this is what I'm telling over to you. Tziva Shet Tziva Shemes Moshe, this is Beferish. The Edzos Chukas HaTorah Shet Tziva Shemes Moshe. The Hora Halachos Gil. And he taught them the halachas of what's it called, of Kasher and Kalin. Aches HaZohav, right, and Tvilas Kalin. Right, and it says, because Moshe Rabbeinu Lemais forgot it. And he gave covet, and he said, Moshe, this is what was taught to Moshe. Still, he shouldn't have jumped and taught the halach in front of Moshe. He should have reviewed it with Moshe privately, if Moshe forgot it, and then Moshe should have taught it. Yanish, Leirid Migdula, Sheposkulo Mikmeachit. He loses the gedula, even if it was ordained for him beforehand, he loses it. Tichsiv, Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, the Shoalo. Shoya Osid Yehoshua, Leo Sorech, Lisho Dvar Halacha, Melazar. It's mashma that Yehoshua is going to have to in the future ask a Dvar Halacha from Melazar, and they'd answer it with the Urim V'Tumim. Some bring a raya from here that you can pask in Shilas with the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was not like Lo Bashamayim Hi. But here the Rabban Shem said Beferish, you can ask Shilas. Others say that the Urim V'Tumim had nothing to do with Shilas of Halacha. Had to do more with things that do, could we go into battle? Are we going to win? These kind of Shilas, not Shilas in Halacha Bechlav. And Lishal Dvar Halacha Mi'alazar means the kind of Halacha, right? Shona Halachos Bechol Yom, right? The kinds of Halachas that you're allowed to, not Halachas in Divrei Torah, Halachas of Nochama, Halachas of whatever, other kinds of Halachas. It's a little bit of a difficulty because we know that every time a nevuah is said letov, it doesn't change. And here, lechor, it was letov. It says, right? He'll stand in front of Elazar, right? The mashma that what's it called? There was a nevuah l'tov, and a change. So it could be that the nevuah was only said if he's Elazar HaKohen, that kind of Elazar who's the Kohen who's fit. But what changed was he wasn't Elazar HaKohen anymore, right? The Kohen who's fit for the Urim v'Tumim. Mela, it's not that the nevuah changed, the circumstances changed. Mela didn't fit the nevuah anymore. That could be one possibility. Another possibility is that a nevuah that was said as a just stam, right? Not as a nevuah that this is a proof or whatever, a navi or whatever, that could change, even if it's a tov. Or could be, it never said that he's going to bedafka have to happen. It says if they ever need a shaila, then he'll be. But since it said that, right, it gave him that cover that maybe someday they're going to need him. And in the end, they never needed him. So it was mashma that it became only theoretical, and it wasn't actual. That in itself is more also migdulasa. Right? Since theoretically he could have been, and he never was, that shows that he didn't have that gedula. Omer Rav Levi called him Mosiv Mila Kamei Rabbe Ozel Lishaol Velo Vlad. Person who opens his mouth in front of his Rebbe in a disrespectful way where he jumps in what the Rebbe should answer and he answers in place, he dies without children. Shenemar Vayan Yoshua Ben Nun Mishoris Moshe Vachura Vayomer Adoni Moshe Kloim. Right, Yoshua said in front of Moshe, locked him up Eldad Meida. So Uksiv Nun Beno Yoshua Beno, that Yoshua was the son of Nun, and it doesn't record any children from Yoshua. Yoshua didn't have any children, so he died without children because he opened his mouth in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and told him what to do, even though he did it lekavod Moshe. Mosiv Meishiv Dover Mora Halacha. He paskens a shaila. He says what should do. Right? That was a shaila. Shaila came up. What to do with Eldad Meida? And Yeshua jumped in and said, lock him up. Lishol midlamisa. He dies, kla'im, ruyim heim lakach. Dehavi leka mor halacha. That's mamash like mor halacha. It's saying what to do in a certain situation. Ksib nun beno Yeshua, beno bas Yeshua lo chashid ben. After that, it doesn't say that Yeshua had any children.